Hi and welcome. My name is Steve Halper and I'm the host of Super Anti-Aging. On this podcast, I try and give you the latest health and nutrition information, hints from our practice in New York City, where we actually see patient results and get to see what works and what doesn't work. So today's podcast is going to be about burnout. It seems to be a very common phenomenon in my colleague's practice, Dr. Liss. A lot of young men and young women coming in who are very successful in their careers, but suffering burnout. So let's look at burnout from the point of view of biochemistry. Stress is just stress. It's a response to environmental stimulation or our own internal stress. You know, we can have thought processes that bring up memories or post-traumatic stress disorder that cause internal stress. So there's external stress and internal stress. It's really not the stress, it's how the body responds. Think of a rubber band. A rubber band that's in good shape, you can stretch it, comes back, stretch it, comes back, no problem at all. It's the same with our stress response. Okay, a little stress is good. It makes us stronger, just like exercise, you lift weights, put a stress in the muscle, and you get stronger. There's nothing wrong with stress. It's our coping mechanism. And when our ability to cope with changes that the stimuli produce is when the problem comes. We have basically two major nervous systems, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. One is the gas and one is the brake, right? We have a system in our body to respond to emergencies. That's how we survived. You know, tiger chasing after us, you know, in a sudden car's bearing down, and act, respond quickly. That's an adrenaline response. The body goes through all sorts of processes in those moments. It will constrict the blood vessels, so you don't bleed to death. It will take the blood away from non-essential functions like GI function, stomach. It will empty the body. Years ago when I was competing in sports, the bathroom would be filled before the event with athletes releasing excess. So the whole idea was that you want to be, you know, the body changes glucose supply and sugar metabolism. So you have instant sugar to the brain. Lots of processes go on. But that's only supposed to be for a very, very short time. And then that's supposed to shut down. The other nervous system will shut it down, right? Quiet all those hormones, stress-related hormones. So what happens when this system becomes dysregulated? We often interpret non-critical crises as stressors. Excessive noise can be a stress. Crowds, they've seen that animals will change their behaviors and biology and chemistry when they're in a crowded environment. Right. The body can interpret that as a stress. Well, that's the way we live. So it's trying to maintain that resiliency that's so important. And that resiliency is so important because our survival in a real crisis, say it's a medical crisis, is going to depend on our resiliency. So let's get into the factors that are involved here. You know, we have the brain, you know, the hypothalamus that produces master hormones, and we have the adrenal system,
which is the master producer of stress hormones. What are some of the symptoms of this adrenal dysfunction? Meaning the body is inappropriately producing a stress hormone that's not possibly needed at the moment, and then it's not being turned off. Well, the constant stress hormone can give anxiety attacks. Constant stress hormone can tighten our muscles, right? Muscle cramping. The constant stress hormones can deplete nutrients like magnesium. Magnesium controls 3,000 enzyme systems in the body. The stress of adrenal stress will deplete the magnesium. They'll deplete the B vitamins. They'll deplete vitamin C. So many nutrients can be depleted just by the stresses alone. It'll disrupt our microbiome. Those 30 trillion bacteria down there that are so important for our immune system. Right. So what are the things that we can practically do? Well, there are substances, herbal substances that have been around a long time. We call them adaptogens. And they help quiet adrenal reaction and help the systems in the body adapt to the stressors. Go back into normal balance. Ashwagandha is an herb, traditional Indian herb, wonderful for balancing the system. Bacoba, another very, very interesting Indian herb, goes into major brain centers, quieting, balances the hormones, estrogen and progesterone, helps normalize these. I like bacoba. Rhodiola. Rhodiola is an adaptogen originally used by the Russians in Olympics. It's another adaptogenic herb. The ginsengs are interesting, and generally Siberian ginseng. It's really not a traditional ginseng. It's another adaptogen. Believe it or not, green tea can be an adaptogen because it has not only a little bit of caffeine, but not the kind of caffeine release that you find in coffee. It's a slow release, and it has an amino acid called theanine, which is a quieting amino acid. If you really find yourself totally, totally burnt out, one of the herbs that's very helpful, and you can use it very carefully, you don't want to overdo it, is licorice. And I often suggest just, you know, a couple drops at a time, a day, of real licorice, not something that has the glycyrrhizin removed, but you want the glycyrrhizin. That's that active compound. And it helps support normal cortisol functioning. So you're not producing high amounts of, inappropriate amounts of cortisol, or you just don't have the cortisol to produce. So normalizing, again, the cortisol functioning. Often people have what we call a reverse adrenal system. What they're doing, and we need a little bit of cortisol stimulation to get us going, is you're supposed to have high cortisol in the morning. Get you ready for the day. Your brain starts to work. You know, energy. You want to exercise. In the evening, cortisol is supposed to drop down. So you can go to sleep. What often happens is exactly the reverse. We see low cortisol in the morning and high cortisol at night. A disruption of our circadian balance. Even survival in surgery has been shown to be related to that circadian clock. Afternoon surgery is much, much more successful than morning surgery based on the circadian clock. But let's talk about the circadian clock. You know, many of us who are working on computers or working in professions that disrupt our circadian cycle. We're not getting that morning light. That morning light is supposed to shut down melatonin. You need the melatonin at night to help you get to sleep. If you sleep with light, or you're exposed to light on your computer, or you're forced to work at a time you should be sleeping, you don't produce the melatonin. And that's a very, very important balancing hormone. So what I often suggest is getting that morning light. That morning light is so important. If you can't get the morning light, there are various light boxes to give you that morning light, to give you that bright light, which can help in mood disorders and balance a whole hormonal system. So you need, you know, to restore some of that balance, that hormonal balance. You know, at night, the brain cleans itself out. So it's important to get that sleep. Another interesting, it's not a traditional herb, but it's a nutrient called inositol. Inositol tastes very sweet, but it's not sugar. I often suggest it as a powder, used as a sweetener. And what's nice about inositol, it has a quieting effect, but not a sedating effect. So, and it seems to also balance out hormones again. So inositol is wonderful. Food ingredient, a couple spoonfuls if you want. It just has a nice balancing effect. So this is, you know, sugar. What happens when you have high sugar and the sugar is part of the adrenal response? What happens? You're going to wind up with blood sugar problems, a blood sugar that's going up and down, we call it hypoglycemia, and you get low blood sugar, brain doesn't get the fuel, you can get all sorts of symptoms, fatigue, mood disorders, memory issues, then you eat some sugar and the sugar goes up and then crashes down again. That's when you don't want to have, even though I like coffee, I think coffee is very supportive for the liver, you don't want excessive caffeine when you're trying to balance out the adrenal system. So that's very, very, very important. As I said again, magnesium, the B vitamins, inositol, green tea, a traditional Chinese remedy called gastridin, which is in a product called Brain Shield, also has a nice quieting effect on the brain, quieting anxiety levels, and that's what you want. You're supposed to have some anxiety when you're in adrenal response. It's that constant imbalance that's the issue. So I'm very excited that we're going to help balance you out. There are lots and lots and lots of other remedies. This was an overview. If you like this podcast, please share it. And I hope you've learned something. And thank you so much for listening.